It's time for your letters. We received many responses to a piece by NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich, who reported on the efforts of math enthusiast Alex Bellos to find out how people choose their favorite numbers.
And people, you know, sending me poems about numbers and saying things like, you know, I really love four, but I cannot abide three. And all this stuff gushes out. It's as if people have never been allowed to talk about this before.
Many listeners weighed in with their favorites. Chelsea Wittenbaugh writes on NPR.org, I'm currently in Antarctica. And having just spent the winter here, I can tell you that our favorite numbers are usually in the positives, as in plus 13 degrees Fahrenheit. Most of the time, our numbers are in the negatives, like minus 40. My personal favorite is 11, positive or negative. It's not too bad. Krulwich reported that prime numbers are popular, as is a certain combination of numbers that, read upside down, can elicit giggles. Zora Calcuttawala of Birmingham, Alabama, didn't find it funny. She writes, I am left with having to explain to my 11-year-old son why two educated grown men were guffawing over the fact that a string of numbers in a particular order spelled boobies in English and Finnish. I am mad that sexist and derogatory terms can now be heard on NPR about a seemingly innocent and interesting subject such as numbers. And WBUR reporter Andrea Shea brought us a story about a revival and reimagining of Porgy and Bess. The performance has received mixed responses from traditionalists.
Before their adaptation even reached an audience, musical theater legend Stephen Sondheim sent a letter to the editor of the New York Times accusing the new Porgy and Bess team of arrogance and dishonoring the creator's intentions.
We've received many responses to our story. Mary Jane Milton commented on our Facebook page, a director who thinks they can improve on Gershwin or pander to an audience with backstory is arrogant. A local director in my community decided to improve Shakespeare's Macbeth by assigning some of Lady Macbeth's lines to the witches. It's hubris. Mr. Sondheim is right. But Mike Costa is interested. He writes on NPR.org, I would love to see it. After all, Miles Davis also messed with Porgy and Bess, and it came out pretty good. We welcome your comments. Go to NPR.org and click on the link that says Contact Us. You can also post messages for us on Twitter and Facebook at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.